From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets mixed today following Monday's global market plunge. Stocks in China took another dive when markets opened Tuesday, falling more than 6% in early trading before taking some of that territory back. Other Asian markets ventured into positive territory. It followed a Black Monday that saw global markets dive into negative territory while commodity prices, including oil, fell. Paul Wiseman is an economics writer for the Associated Press.
It's a reaction to great uncertainty about the direction of the Chinese economy and whether the Chinese authorities have a handle on how to manage their economy. You know, we've had for literally the past quarter century the global financial markets and the global economy has been able to count on China for solid growth and sure-footed economic management.
The falling Chinese stock market and the surprise devaluation of its currency have made investors question the health and growth of the world's second biggest economy. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Abuja Monday with Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari, promising solidarity in the fight against insecurity, unemployment, and corruption. Mr. Ban spoke of the security situation in the Northeast as the government attempts to quell the Boko Haram insurgency.
The humanitarian situation in the Northeast is particularly worrying. We are working with partners on the ground to scale up humanitarian operations. I congratulated President Buhari on the efforts to protect and uphold the rights of displaced persons.
Meanwhile, the Nigerian leader has ordered an investigation into military hardware purchases under his two predecessors as part of an anti-corruption fight. It's also seen as a way to better equip his troops in the fight against Boko Haram. This is VOA News. South Korea has halted propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret over a recent landmine explosion that wounded two South Korean soldiers. The agreement reached Tuesday following marathon talks to fuse the latest confrontation between the two Koreas. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This was obviously a compromise by both sides. And again, I think that's not insignificant all by itself. We hope that it will contribute to decreased tensions, and we're just going to have to see how it plays out.
The two Koreas also agreed to hold talks on improving ties more than 60 years after an armistice ended the Korean War. They also said they'll resume reunions in September for families separated by that conflict. French President Francois Hollande Monday bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a Briton and three Americans who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. The recipients include Briton Chris Norman and American Spencer Stone, Alex Sarlatos, and Anthony Sadler. Stone, a U.S. Air Force member, was wounded. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
You saw the actions of three brave and quick-thinking Americans who took some bold steps to avert what could have been a terrible, terrible tragedy. And these are individuals who acted very bravely, and they put themselves in harm's way, and I know at least one of them sustained some minor injuries.
The Moroccan-born attacker, identified as 25-year-old Ayoub El Kazani, who allegedly spent time in Syria in the past year, he is said to have shot one train passenger before being overpowered. German Chancellor Angela Merkel plans to press ahead with efforts to forge a common European strategy on refugees. She met late Monday with French President Francois Hollande in Berlin to renew efforts to tackle the biggest migrant crisis to engulf the continent since the Second World War. In recent days, thousands of migrants escaping poverty in Africa and conflict in the Middle East stormed across Macedonia's border, forcing it to declare a state of emergency. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard reported it rescued another 4,400 migrants attempting to cross the Mediterranean from Libya in recent days. Suspected Islamic militants attacked a police post in northern Burkina Faso late Sunday near the Malian border, wounding two officers. No claim of a responsibility immediately, but Islamist militants known to operate in Mali were scattered but not defeated in 2013 following a French military intervention. Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from the hospital Monday, beginning a 42-day countdown to be declared free of the virus. Adama Sanko left an Ebola treatment center near Makene after receiving her second negative test result. Liberia was declared Ebola-free in May, only to experience a brief resurgence. Ebola was devastating in West Africa for more than 18 months, infecting more than 28,000, killing more than 11,000. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.